The Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by Mega Pros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
Man, right after the MVPP, we'll get Pat Brady's assessment of this raid on a Madigan associate that apparently went on last night. More on that in the news coming up, too. Joining us on the phone, the most valuable person on the planet. Mimi, you got to help me with your last name.
It's actually Kathleen.
Nope. Sorry, I thought it was Mimi.
No problem. It's Kathleen Casey, the founder of Bare Necessities Pediatric Cancer Foundation.
I don't know. We're getting the boss. It's a big deal, the boss called. I feel like I've met you. Haven't I met you somewhere?
Important. This is very important. Thank you.
Yeah, but haven't I met you somewhere? I feel like we've met somewhere.
We have. Over, Bare Necessities has been around for 26 years. So, yes, we have met at several occasions. And I think we've even done an interview prior to this one. So, yeah, good to talk to you again.
Nice to have you on. And you are the most valuable person on the planet. The sixth annual costume walk coming up just prior to Halloween. No reason not to plan right now. But start with Bare Necessities explanation. What do you guys do?
We are a pediatric cancer foundation located here in the Chicago area, founded after my own son who passed away from pediatric cancer named Bear. And we have two different programs. We fund research through our Bear Discoveries program all across the United States. And then we also have a program called our Bear Hugs program, which is where we assist children ages 0 to 19 and their immediate families while they're facing these challenges that accompany the diagnosis of treatment of pediatric cancer. We do things very small, but they're able to receive these Bear Hugs every time they're diagnosed. So we follow our kids through the course of their treatment. So Bear Hugs are things like these kids can't go out to regular playgrounds. So it might be an outdoor playhouse in their backyard.
How about that?
A room makeover, shopping sprees, just things to make them feel like a kid for a day again, because everything they're going through is so difficult and they just shouldn't have to. Cancer and kids, that doesn't go together.
No, it absolutely doesn't.
Really, so we just do whatever we can to, you know, bring hope and joy into their lives, hope through the research, and then joy through these everyday things that kids are all, you know, able to do all the time. Seasons passes to Santa's Village, an overnight experience at the Shedd Aquarium. We had a little kid last week that got to actually play with the penguins at the Shedd. I mean, how great is that? You know, if that doesn't take your mind off of everything, you know, it just gives them the opportunity to be a kid for a day.
You know, and by the way, the guest is Kathleen Casey, founder of Bare Necessities, something you never would have wanted to be a part of founding, but the good that you do and the way you pay it forward, it's such a great legacy for your son.
Thank you. It was his dream and his wish. He sat there, and I see this in so many of these children who are going through treatment. They want to do something for others because they really see how difficult it is. But, you know, it's amazing as an adult to sit there and watch your child verbalize this and want to help other kids. And since Bear's passing 26 years ago, I've seen countless children that this is what they want to do. They want to give back all the time. So it's an honor for me to carry on his dream and thank the many, many people along the 26 years that have helped us make Bear's dream come true to be able to do the things that we're doing.
So here's the deal on the walk, the sixth annual walk. It's Sunday, October 20th, 9 a.m., Lincoln Park, Grove 2, intersection of Clark and LaSalle, trick or treat and walk the 3 mile dressed as your favorite whatever and benefit pediatric cancer research and provide hope. I mean, and it's rain or shine, right?
Rain or shine, and, you know, it's been chilly, but it's been always turned out to be a beautiful day, and we have so much to offer that day. There are many fun things, but it's great to see everybody come out in costume, and Bear's birthday was actually on Halloween, so that's kind of the reason that this is all around. He loved that holiday. Who doesn't love to get dressed up and have fun? And so it gives everyone the opportunity, and it's just a real family-oriented event. There's no, you know, push to win the race, which those are all great, but this gives these families that have kids and grandparents that they can't race just to come out and be there and support pediatric cancer because it means something to them. Anybody's welcome. Kids are welcome in strollers. Dogs are welcome on leashes. It's just truly a remarkable day where you see a lot of people caring and giving.
It's Kathleen Casey, founder, CEO, Bare Necessities, and website for you guys is?
www.bearnecessities.org.
And it's hashtag walk the number 4 bear 19, walk 4 bear 19, the number 4, the number 19, and spread the word on social media. Thank you, as always, for the wonderful work you do, and thanks for being the most valuable person on the planet.
Well, thank you for considering me. I really appreciate it, and hope people will come out and join us.
We'll talk to you again before the walk.
Thanks so much, Dave. You have a great day.
You as well. Kathleen Casey.